Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There are consequences to your sins. Same thing what is happening here. Will he forgive? Absolutely he will forgive. No doubt about it. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You believe that? But there are consequences all throughout Scripture. And even throughout today, we could talk about that there are consequences because of our sins from before. Sometimes they follow. Now, sometimes they don't. Let me give you a good one. Y'all remember Tom Brocklesby? No, you didn't know him. Tom Brocklesby, he lived right down the road. He would smoke and he would drink all his life. And Tom, he would listen to 90.3 every day. And this is going on 90.3, by the way, on the radio. He would listen to, I'd go in his house, he'd have WLVF on 24 hours a day. But he would still drink that Mike's Hard Liquor. That was his, beverage of choice, Mike's Hard Liquor. Oh, you know about it then. I don't. Whatever it is. Okay, she's telling on herself. Mike's Hard Lemonade. That's what he would drink. He actually would want me when he became, he said, Bro Walt, he said, will you go get me? I said, I ain't getting that for you. Do you know he would call somebody and give them $20 to go get him, was it coming in a six pack Holly? I don't know. You would know. I shouldn't say that. But anyway, he would give him $20 to go to the store to buy him this. But he'd have WLVF on every day. He would go to the doctor, and he used to smoke. The doctor said, you're amazing. He said, your lungs are clear. Your liver is clear. He looks like a teen. His insides look like a teenager. So I don't understand it. Then there's people who don't drink, who don't smoke. And they have lung problems. They have liver problems. I don't understand. That's why we got to be very, very, very careful when we say that God will judge. We can't point our fingers and say God's judging you because A, B, C, X, Y, Z. We don't know. God does a judging, not us. Remember Job's friends. Okay, same thing. Okay, but I just know what the Bible says. When and where, I don't know. God will judge. Maybe the judgment is at the judgment seat of Christ for believers. Could be. Again, I don't, God's the judge, not me. Maybe it goes to the boy, I got away with this one. No, you didn't. Boy, I hid that one good, didn't I? We must all stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account what we do in this body, whether it be good or bad. As a believer, you're going to give an account. As an unbeliever, that's the least of your problems. Your biggest problem is your rejection of Jesus Christ. Okay. So when he's talking about God will judge, he's not talking about unbelievers. He's talking about believers here. God's going to, he's talking, listen, the bed's undefiled. Whoremongers and, do you reckon there are believers who go out, mess around? Don't answer that, but I'm telling you. Ask David. You think he was a man after God's own heart. No, that's what the Bible says. But yet, as a matter of fact, I got to quit here. I hadn't even finished. I'm going to redress this. Do you know that David's going to have a place of prominence in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God? When they institute the millennial reign of Christ and Jesus rules and reigns in Jerusalem, do you know the Bible tells us that David, King David, will join Jesus as his co-regent, if you will, if we could say his co-ruler in Jerusalem for 1,000 years? God promised that to David. That he would rule and reign with Jesus Christ. The same David who committed adultery. The same David who was a murderer. So don't tell me God's people can't do this. But God will judge. Whether or not here at the judgment of Christ. Let me get this. Okay. I got to quit. The term adulterer is a word describing intimacy between persons, one or both who are married to other people. The term whoremonger, or the word fornication, is used for every kind of sexual sin, whether married or unmarried. The word whoremonger, we get the word pornos, or the word pornography from that word whoremonger. It is a man who prostitutes his body to another's lust for hire. An adulterer is one who is faithless toward God, ungodly, whether spiritual or physical. In other words, you can have spiritual adultery, chasing other gods. And the Bible speaks of it as spiritual adultery. So there's physical and there's spiritual adultery. Let me give you this one. In Jeremiah chapter number 3, God divorced. I just read this this past week. Again, God divorced Israel. And he warned his Judah, you backsliding sister, I divorced Israel because of her adulteries. She's chased other gods. I put her away. And if you ain't careful, I'm going to do the same thing to you. But even worse to you than I did to Israel, because you saw what I did to Israel. Read Jeremiah chapter 3. It's interesting. I have a book. God is divorced. What shall I do? I know this is going out on the radio and internet and all, and a lot of controversy. I'm just saying what the Word of God. If God, I know what Malachi says. God hate, people say God hates divorce. I hate, but God hates it in the way it was being done. Men were divorcing their wives because they were burning their biscuits for any reason. Well, I don't like you. Here's a bill of divorcement. God said, I hate that. Do you know that? I'm getting fired up now. In the book of Ezra, people's lives have been ruined because of this thing of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, because of these judgmental preachers or whatever. They'll take one passage and preach it and forget what the... Do you know that the priests, when Nehemiah and Ezra come through there, that God commanded those people to divorce their pagan wives? I've heard nobody ever preach on that. Nobody ever, and my whole, have I heard anybody preach on that. God commanded them, you divorce, you get rid of those women. Why? Because they were ungodly. Now, next week, we'll get in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. That's why you need to be here, so you get the whole story, okay? Don't you go out of here with a half-baked story, okay? We're going to put it all together, all right, about this thing about marriage, divorce, and then remarriage, because so many people's lives have been ruined and devastated by this thing, and that's why it talks about marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God would judge. The term whormonger is used for every kind of sexual sin, whether married or unmarried. Adultery and fornication are not the same. Adulterers refer to those who are not faithful in their marriage vows and have sex relationships outside of their marriage vows. Whoremongers or fornicators refer to any and all sexual immorality that encompasses everything. Adultery is within the marriage. Fornication is within and without. Everything. Everything. And this closing statement, and I'll quit. Satan and this world is doing everything they can to encourage sex outside of marriage. You see it daily, to encourage it. And they're doing everything they can to discourage sex inside the marriage bed. Did you get the difference? They're doing everything they can to encourage it outside and everything they can to discourage it from inside the marriage home. God will judge. He will deal harshly with those who are guilty and unrepentant of this behavior. That's why it said in verse number 1, it's that continual thought, let brotherly love continue. And I added this to the end of my note, in the home. More on this next week, okay? Hope you come back next week. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. And Lord, just this one verse is an awesome verse. And Lord, it speaks of the importance of a man and a woman in a relationship. Lord, and the marriage that you've made possible between them. Lord, I pray that our homes, our lives, our marriages will be pure and, Lord, honoring to you. Because as our homes go, Lord, this church goes. And as this church goes, society goes, our nation goes. Lord, may we be examples and testimonies to those what it really means to have a Christian home and life. We thank you most of all for Jesus, who makes it all possible. That's why we're here today, our Father, to worship y'all. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m., February 4th, to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.